It is a large honor for me to attend the first working seminar in Central Asia. To me, it is pleasant to see here the people from several countries which is work on internet development. For example, group of physicists is a part of world community, but also is a part of your local community. If you physicists from Georgia, you are part of physicists community, but you are also a part of local community about internet tomorrow. And I want to begin from yesterday's day, from real world, because when we consider future, it reminds us to the past. So we have come to the information century, or in industrial century, and it influences the infrastructure. If you look up on the 1859th year, then the first World Exhibition in England was conducted, and there was created the Crystal Palace, as it was named. Crystal Palace, it was a large building. It also was an attractive location for people. The people came in this huge hall with various equipment and machines inside. As a whole, it was as the human certificate which connects the people, which considered all these new machines, and they became known to people. It was the new kind of show for machines and equipment there presented. The whole series of such exhibition was promoted during 20 or 30 years, for example in France. You certainly hear about Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower was a part of one from World Exhibitions. 1,000-foot Iron Tower was the most large exhibit. At the same time, Tower was the pavilion on exhibition. It had the series of scientific tools, as well as first researchers in aeronautic area were shown on Eiffel Tower. Moreover, it attracted the tourists, and it has become a part of Paris. Now, Eiffel Tower has in 2 times more of visitors than during exhibition. A lot of similar exhibitions was conducted all over the world. 2 from them were very appropriate to our century. Philadelphia in 1896 year had the 100 years exhibition, which was devoted to century of USA, and it showed the various achievements. In the time there was the machine hall by 30 acres area. In this hall was installed 2-cylinder steam machine, the most large steam machine on this time. On opening day, this huge machine hall was full by people, but there was dead silence. The Emperor Don Pedro from Brasilia and the President of USA come out on the platform. There was switch on some levers. Pairs has begun to arrive in this motor, and all hall will begin to shake. And suddenly, the large metallic legs has begun to move, and flywheel has begun to rotate faster and faster, increasing the speed and the energy. And suddenly, unexpectedly 5 miles various belts, wheels and so on began to submit the energy in this hall. 3 newspapers were printed in this hall directly. the machines which were printed wallpaper, the sewing machines which sewing faster than people. The people come for purchasing of these machines. The one more exhibition was the Chicago's Columbian Exposition. There the new energy electrical one was shown. Thomas Edison worked above it in New York when the large power station was. It was based on principle of constant current. There were a lot of young engineers which was thought that the constant current principle will not work because it loses many energy while is transmitted to the machines. Then the alternative current principle was submitted, and it was not liked to Edison. He was began the campaign against alternative current, said that it is dangerous. It did not correspond the standards, and he was not liked when any who invented the new norms and standards in areas of electricity. But on not well known reason, Westinghouse has signed the contract on organization the electrical network based on alternative current on the exhibition in Chicago. He has created the huge electrical network, which was in 10 times more than those ones with using the constant current. There was 10,000 electrical candles. This network was includes 200 electrical clocks which went synchronously, and people there came from all the world. The 28 million person has visited Chicago in 1893 year, and they are discovered this new technology for itself, and America too was learned for all that do the other countries. Yes, they are relaxed, amuse himself there. There the first time was submitted hamburger, because it was necessary something to eat during visiting on this huge exhibition. A lot of world exhibitions was followed. In 1939 in New York, for the first time was submitted the TV. There President CBS has included the first television chamber. In this time, the only 6 or 7 persons has TV sets, but just on exhibition announced that now we have the system transmitting and displaying the imagines. These exhibitions were locations where the new gears technologies were shown. Thus, engineers have begun to create the networks of steel wheels and towers, network of exhibition locations. These networks were the most successful ones. For example, in London, in Hyde Park, where the Crystal Palace was submitted, the popular location for public has become. It is important that these exhibitions have declared the approach of industrial century. They were the symbol of new technologies. Thus, today, engineers have begun to create the new networks, networks of information. Now we are on century of information, on the age of information technologies, and certainly here the new exhibitions should exist. Such new exhibition exists from 1996 and refers to as Internet. Yes, certainly network Internet exists on all the world, not only in one its point, in one location. The official Internet exhibition will proceed in beginning of 1996 and will go on all the year. I would like to give some examples. what people do to make ready this exhibition. What happens in the world, which we want to connect by one network, maybe the International Press Club Proceeding or Festival of Arts. We do not want that this exhibition will the usual fare. We do not want that will be the total anarchy. It's the reason for which the internet technology is used therefore. The core of this structure exists with the name the Central Park. The Central Park consists the set of resources contributed by the official sponsors of the fair and managed by the Park Network Operating Team. In Central Park are some very large core servers located in key internet global locations as Tokyo, Amsterdam, Singapore and Washington, and many other points of the earth. The Central Parks will remain constantly and after the exhibition is finished. The productivity of Central Park is the thousands megabyte. The other concept so named the Internet Railroad. This is the series of various channels of communication. It is possible to say high-speed trains which transport, connect the people of all the world. For example, from Japan, the connection will be executed through Pacific Ocean with speed the millions bit per second in current year. It costs $10 million. The one more new line, T-Lines, is present. It is the lines with not so huge speed. It is the lines for simple people, which will have the opportunity to be connected through the internet. These lines will connect their houses. We do not know what they will do. Maybe any painters will show the pictures, or any chief cook will use this line to learn the people to cooking. Lines of internet exhibitions stretched from all the Earth globe through the Atlantic Ocean extend to such regions as South America, East Europe, Central Asia. It will be one of the first global infrastructures in areas of information. Thank you, thank you. Спасибо большое. Thank you.